It's like there's this big monster moving around. I can catch maybe little glimpses of it, but I don't know what it is.
This is Wes. His life is something of a mystery even to himself.
My name is Wesley Clark Jr. My father, General Wesley Clark, ran for president. That's when life started to get weird.
There are two things Wes knows for sure. One is that he's been the target of multiple intelligence operations and assassination attempts.
He says, there's a team coming up to kill you, and you need to evacuate the Balkan Peninsula immediately.
The other thing Wes knows is that at one point in his life, he was completely insane.
I had this huge bowl of ice cubes in front of me that I was eating like popcorn, telling him I'm one of the two witnesses to the end of time, and I announced the apocalypse on your show tonight.
He's just not completely sure where the operations ended and the insanity began.
I'm going nuts and being swarmed by a cult. And they tell you, you have a very powerful spirit inside of you. And I was like, give me more of that crazy. That crazy's good.
Join me, Emily Bix, for a series of interviews where Wes and I separate fact from paranoia, and we'll try to make sense of his messy life.
And I'm leading 4,000 veterans in a blizzard to take down an oil company protected by multiple mercenary organizations. He goes, don't call her Mrs. Epstein. Her name's Ghislaine Maxwell. Oh, they want to meet you. He said, hey, laundered money in Trump's 2016 campaign using virtual credit cards.
This is American PSYOP.
Even today, sitting down here with you, there's part of me that goes, is this an op? Am I being set up?
Oh, man. I guess we'll work through that.